1-800-259-5633.
Included frank and productive bilateral meetings with both Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas. I want to thank them both for appearing here today. I'm now looking forward to this opportunity to hold the first meeting among the three of us since we took office. As I said throughout my campaign and at the beginning of my administration, the United States is committed to a just, lasting, and comprehensive peace in the Middle East. That includes a settlement of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that results in two states, Israel and Palestine, in which both the Israeli people and the Palestinian people can live in peace and security and realize their aspirations for a better life for their children. That is why my Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and my special envoy, George Mitchell, have worked tirelessly to create the context for permanent status negotiations. And we have made progress since I took office in January and since Israel's government took office in April. But we still have much further to go.
America tonight, that's where we start. Obama talking about a way forward. We're going to jump into what that means, and is it a possibility of the Israelis and the Palestinians having a peace among them? What about Hamas? Yeah, leaving them out on the sidelines. They are laughing big time over this. Also, we're going to dig into John Edwards and all those paternity questions. Why? Because we've talked about it a bunch of times on the show, and I think that he deserves another shove in the dungeon, frankly. He's the perfect candidate for it. And we'll talk about that. Can't decide whether or not he's going to admit that the kid is his when half of America or all of America believes it to be true. And where does this leave Elizabeth Edwards? In the meantime, a crazy 911 call where you have an 8-year-old who seems so composed. Just a lesson in teaching your kids. What do you do if there's an intruder and you're upstairs and you hear something downstairs? Calmly grabbing the phone and describing what was happening, truly probably saving her family's life. We're going to let you hear that, too. Of course, we're going to talk about health care, as that is the raging battle on the Hill. Now you've got the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, saying, I'm ready. I'm ready to press that nuclear option, meaning we're ready to shove this bill down your throats, America, whether you like it or not, because we don't need 60 votes. We can get some of these things passed, and you know what? We're probably willing to do it, and we probably will do it, which I think is a big mistake, because Americans have had it up to here, and they don't want anything, I believe, forced upon them, and that's the problem with health care reform. It was never correctly sold in the first place. It was never done correctly. You know what it'd be like? I mean, I know this is a stretch, and sometimes my analogies are lame, but I'm going to try to make this one a decent one. I've already compared it to the automobile industry, saying that you have to have mandatory auto insurance, right? But there are so many ways around that, and you don't have to have a car. In some cities, you can just take public transportation, right? Drive a clunker until the wheels fall off and barely have any coverage on it. A little bit different when you're talking about your body and the government saying, we're going to fine you if you can't afford health coverage, because nothing is for free. Just remember that. Nothing is for free. All right, so another analogy would be, you go through your grammar school years, you get to high school, and geez, you're just can't, you know, should I go to college? I feel like if I don't go to college, and even though it might be a little bit too expensive, that I'm not going to be able to get a decent job. So, okay, I'm going to college. And it'd be like saying you're going to sit down, and right now you've got 24 hours to apply to several colleges. You just get those applications in, and boom, magically in 3 weeks, a college is going to accept you. You're going to be able to afford it, and you don't have to worry about all the legwork in between. That's what's happened with healthcare. It started off so weak This is my mandate. I said I was going to have it done. Let's leave Rahm Emanuel back. He's got 4 weeks. Rahm, get everyone on board. Shove this down everyone's throat. And then guess what? It leaked out. It leaked out because I think so many people were stunned that, okay, all of a sudden, healthcare has been, and healthcare reform has been talked about for decades. And all of a sudden, within just a 3-4 week period, you're going to have this sucker signed, sealed, and delivered. And of course, the answer to that was no way in hell going to ever happen. And that's the problem, right? So we'll let you hear what the latest is on that and the idea of just going alone with the Democrats. Well, Obama, as you could tell in the very beginning there, we'll let you hear that little slice of what he had to say today, is all about honoring, he says, these campaign promises to broker peace. So you have Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Israel, will never make peace with Hamas. And we know that Hamas is that militant group that naturally controls a very hot area, the Gaza Strip. Don't you think that this would hurt peace negotiations in that area? Can you have peace between Israel and the Palestinians and Hamas is just somewhere floating in between? So, you know, here's the deal. Netanyahu is saying no way is Hamas going to be there. I mean, you can't be part of a peace deal while they're in control. That we could work with Hamas, we can work with the Palestinian Authority, but the Palestinian president, but we cannot at all do anything with Hamas because they want to destroy us. You think we're going to be able to negotiate with them? What are we going to negotiate with them about? The method of our destruction? I love it when Netanyahu was saucy and sarcastic back. So he made it pretty clear. Hey, look, I'm all on board. I'll talk with the boss, absolutely. But just so you know, there's no way I'm doing any deal with those dirty, stinking rats, Hamas. We're not doing it. So after weeks of talks by this diplomatic team, which you heard there, you heard the credit given to Hillary Clinton, et cetera, there haven't been real solid results. So now you have the president. That's what that's about. Making a personal appeal to Israel and to the Palestinian leader to resume these talks. Because guess what? They've been on hold since how long? I can remember talking about it on this show. Since March. That's how long it's been on hold. 5 months, right? So Obama's saying, look, let's get going. Let's move forward. Let's do this. But Netanyahu, like I said, is no dummy. He is not going to talk to Hamas. They're not going to make any kind of movement on any kind of a freeze on West Bank settlements outside of Jerusalem, right? And you look at how many people that you're talking about, somewhere in the neighborhood of 250,000 people or more, right? And what do they need there in those settlements? Just name anything that you need. In our own areas, the normal life, schools, health clinics, all that sort of stuff. So I don't think anything's going to happen here. I think this is much ado, honestly, about nothing. Ever think in your lifetime you'll see the Israelis and the Palestinians breaking bread, hanging out, sharing Jerusalem? I don't think so. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
For years, doctors and researchers had known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
First, like I said, Hamas loves this idea of what's churning. I mean, give me a break. You know, Barack Obama, I think, unfortunately, what he showed when he showed his hands in this whole idea of brokering this Middle East peace is the fact that he doesn't have the experience, obviously. I mean, what is going on here? Does he realize what's happening between the Palestinians and the Israelis, this naiveness, inexperience? I mean, what are these? The advisors got nowhere, and then suddenly we've got to move this forward. Really? Good luck with that, pal, moving this forward. And what about Hamas, like I said? Hello, look at the situation there. Look at what's happened. I mean, this is the more of the same. That's what it is. Some of the most bizarre comments that I've ever heard. The futility of this Obama Mideast strategy is ridiculous. Hey, Hamas is going to gain the power over the PLO. There's no question. You're probably going to see who knows what next leader is going to emerge from that terrorist organization. Let's go to Stu, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. Your screener's probably thinking I'm nuts, but listen. I'm convinced. I mean, if Netanyahu should negotiate with Hamas, who's a terrorist group, why don't we negotiate with Al-Qaeda and we make friends, and Barack, and he invites Osama to the White House, and they kick back and have a couple of beers and talk about their problems. Why do we need to fight? It's stupid.
Have another beer summit.
He's a moron. He is a moron. The guy has no, this is exactly what they talked about, and I'm not a racist, Jimmy Carter, because I don't like you either. He is a moron. He has no, none. He has as much foreign policy as I do, experience. He has no business in the office he's in. He's showing his, not, it's not really ignorance. It's inexperience.
It's inexperience, yeah.
And it's scary to think that he thinks that Hamas is a terrorist group. Is there any doubt of that?
No,
is there any doubt?
No,
so
no
that
doubt.
Would be like Akhundzada saying, "Hey, Brock, man, sit down and have a beer with Osama bin Laden. Let's work things out." He is an idiot. You can't do this. And like I said, Jimmy Carter, I'm not racist. I don't like you either, so it doesn't matter. Now I want to tell you something else about my girl coming home. God, that just aggravates me. God, it just, oh, it sets off a fire inside
of me. I know. I know.
I got, speaking of health, let's talk about the health care a minute. I got my bill today from University of Kentucky. And I'm telling you, these guys don't take no time. 2 weeks, not even 2 weeks to send me the bill.
Right.
The bill for 16 days in neonatal intensive care unit was $277,000. It was actually $276,900 something. Close enough, $277,000. Okay? My share was $2,300. Are you with me, Kate?
Wow, $277,000. Oh, my God.
$277,000. They charged $60,000 for this little plastic bed with this little thin mattress they laid her in. $3,800 for x-rays. I don't remember all the different ones. I remember when my wife was reading it to me, it was $151,000. $151,000 for 10 days on a ventilator. Okay? Now, to me, I cannot put a price tag on my daughter's life. The $2,300 I got to pay is minimal. It beats the heck out of $277,000. $277,000 for 16 days.
Crazy.
The point of the matter is, if we would have been under Obamacare or whatever they want to call it, Kennedy's bill or whatever, would they have paid? Would they have agreed to pay $151,000?
No, I think they would have paid
infant?
More. Yeah.
Would the insurance have agreed to pay $151,000 for an infant to be on a ventilator for 10 days?
Right.
Now, according to Zeke Emanuel, 5 to 40 is the most important ages.
Mm.
So, to me, people, health care, man, if you can obtain private health care, it's the best way to go. Urge your senators and congressmen to open up state lines. Let's make it cheaper that way.
Yep.
Health care is the only thing that a state cannot open up state lines.
I agree. Yeah.
That is the only thing that is only allowed to buy in one state, and that is an injustice to the American people.
Yeah.
And I'm not a president. I can tell you that. I can guarantee you this. I'm just a good old country boy who likes to drink a little beer every now and then, raise some hell. And I can tell you right now, I'll be damned if I'd go to Netanyahu and ask him to make up with Hamas. That is the, I love it. That was great.
I know, that was the blunder.
Jimmy Carter over there.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was the blunder of the century, just incredibly naive and stupid. I agree with you. It just shows the inexperience. There's no question. Stu, we love you. Glad for that your daughter's doing well, and thanks for telling us about the bill. But you heard what Stu said. The state, in shopping around, and I've said that, you have to have tort reform and erase the state lines. Then you'll have more competition. You can get better health care rates. That's the problem. There's no doubt that that's the concern for people, and that there's affordable, and that's a big word, affordable health care. We have Dana listening to us in Iowa. Hello.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Pretty good. I can't resist one comment about Obama and this Middle East peace thing.
Oh, wait a second now. Wait a second. We got to correct this. This is Jana.
Yes.
All right. I knew the voice the second that he must have thought it was Dana, but that might be your twin sister. I don't know. So go ahead.
It could be. It not only shows Barack's inexperience, I believe it also shows that he has Muslim favoritism. He had a Muslim father. He had a Muslim stepfather. He did go to some of the Muslim schools in Indonesia. And, you know, I believe that he thinks that we can be friends with these people and he can negotiate and so forth and so on. And so I believe it's not only ignorance of things, it's also he's looking through that lens where he has good feelings for Muslims. And
well, and Netanyahu is seeing right through that, saying right from the beginning, you think we're going to negotiate with Hamas? You got another thing coming.
Good for Netanyahu.
I agree.
My big thing I wanted to get on was this health care again. And I'm just appalled that they charged Stu so much for his daughter. That's just out of this world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage everybody again, and no matter what your political affiliation, to get on your senators this week, press this into them that you don't want anything that comes out of that health bill. It is just so terrible. And, of course, I always go for the underdog first, which is the elderly and the poor and the disabled. They're going to cut $5 billion from Medicare. That not only is going to affect grandma, it's going to affect the baby boomers who are soon going into that. And then there's all the other people that are affected, the working people, the small businesses, the trying to charge people $3,800 when they can't afford health care anyway. And I just urge people to really put the heat on the congressman in the next week and next 2 weeks until they get over this idea and they start from scratch.
Yeah, well said, Jana. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. If you have been sitting on your hands or you don't have time, I know what that's like. You've got kids, you've got grandkids, you're running around, you're doing your jobs, you're doing this, you're doing that. Just take 5 seconds. I'm telling you. If you don't know who it is, shoot me an email. I will tell you. Whether you're talking about congresspeople or senators or whatever, even the email is powerful. Anything that you can do. And I agree with Jana as well. No matter what your political ideology is, no matter whether you're an independent, a conservative, Republican, whatever you are, doesn't matter because it affects everybody across the board. We were talking about health care coming up. I've got something on that you'll want to hear, and also continuing that conversation at the Obama Middle East strategy. Wow, ridiculous. I love the comments of Netanyahu. Right away, the shot over the bow. Forget it if you think we're going to talk with Hamas. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
All right, so Obama pushing peace in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians, but Netanyahu is a little more clever. Right away says, you think we're going to deal with Hamas? You got another thing coming. He's setting that up right from the beginning. He is not going to back down, especially when you're talking about that Gaza Strip. And obviously Netanyahu is concerned about Iran, because Iran has the ability to, let's be honest, destabilize an already shaky Middle East because of the nuclear weapons, right? So he made it clear he's happy to sit down and talk with the Palestinian leaders, but before the talks start, he wants a freeze on the Israeli settlements. He wants some preconditions. So I think Obama, with his inexperience, is barking up the wrong tree. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about that and health care, obviously. I'm going to let you hear the latest on health care. What Senator Max Baucus has said, now they're backing down off the $3,800 and making that $1,900. If you have government-mandated health care, you can't afford it. You'll be penalized now, supposedly, in the latest proposal, $1,900. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, buddy, what's happening?
It's been a long time. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks.
Well, you're a homeowner now.
I'm not. It's not why. So, I'm sorry. It's been real busy. Hey, I was just kind of smirking when I saw that, you know, Obama saying this is what's going to this and this. I'm like, who does this guy think he is? I mean, I know he's the president, but, you know, where does he get off on saying you guys are going to get, the, you know, are going to have peace right now, you know? I mean, it's like, is he trying to do it to get brownie points for his presidency or something like that? Or, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny. And the other thing is the guy for the Palestine, his last name's Abbas, right?
Right.
Right. He doesn't even represent the Hamas. So
no,
if I'm
not
mistaken,
no.
I mean, it's like a split deal in with the Palestinians right now. And I'm like, he doesn't even represent the people that are actually in power in the Gaza Strip. So you know, it's like, who's the Israeli supposed to negotiate with? Like, oh, well, you know, half the Palestinians are, you know, anyway. So, and then you're 100% right, you know, it's, I don't know if I can't remember. Did I ever send you that thing I showed you about all the things that, past 30 years?
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's just amazing the backdoor nasty little stuff that they've caused in the Middle East and attacks on the United States. People didn't wake up until 9/11, but, you know, it's been going on for 30 years since the regime took over in Iran. And I'm a little upset at Uncle Ronnie right now because, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, back in the 80s, he should have just gone in and taken care of business back then instead of trying to do backdoor deals with Saddam and the rest of them to try to get, you know, Iranians out of power. And I guess the whole idea has been, you know, they want the Iranian people to rise up and overthrow these, you know, this regime. And you see, it's kind of happening. You know, you got all the protests going on there. But they, unfortunately, those protesters don't have the military power, I guess you call it, to overthrow the regime.
Right.
And you know, so, you know, it's been a long time waiting for that to kind of happen. It's, you know, and at the same time, they're just, you know, and then, of course, the wild card to all of it is for some reason the Russians just love backing these guys, you know. And I'm kind of like, I don't think Russia is on the same page as to defending Israel as the United States is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, so anyway, though, so I don't know, but I just kind of was smirking. I'm just like, you know, I mean, I understand to try to get them to talk to each other, but you know, who are you to say that you guys are going to do this? You know, I mean, Obama's trying to. He's got a lot of things going on right now, and I would think you'd just want to center on a couple of them. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, could you just chill on a few of them since he sent an envoy that didn't get much headway into anything. He gave them credit, but what have they done? Nothing, nothing. There's been nothing that's been brokered.
Yeah. You know, and an interesting thing, last time I talked to you, I think we talked a little bit about the health care, Kate, and, you know, that's part of the reason why I've called you, because I'm just an extremely frustrated person every day, and I'm sure there's quite a few Americans that are. And listening to all the stuff that's going down and going on, the fighting and the arguing that's going on in Congress over the health care. And it's become evident to me that no matter whichever way this thing ends up, there's going to be people that are going to get stepped on and, you know, and going to get hurt by it. I mean, you're talking, you know, your insurance companies, your pharmaceutical companies, you know, your high-paid doctors, you know, I mean, maybe they're going to be the ones that are going to get stepped on if we go to a national health, you know, healthcare thing, which, you know, and they're, I mean, I've got a best friend that, you know, he sells health insurance, you know, and he's done pretty well for himself. He makes quite a bit of money,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, so it's just either way, whatever happens is, is somebody, you know, there's, it's just going to, you know, it, there's people that are going to get stepped on. And the one last thing I want to share with you real quick here, Kate, is, you know, the Democrats keep talking about the 48 million Americans that are uninsured, okay? And mm-hmm. and I personally don't have a health insurance policy myself. Our company is a small company, and the boss said he just can't afford the premiums. And you know, but I, unfortunately, with my, you know, I you know, I'm a veteran, so I'm able to use the VA for most of my health care needs. And you know, but at the same time, there's quite, you know, I'll just give you a funny part. I was talking to one of my credit card companies the other day, and they kept bugging me on the phone. I, you know, hey, can you you want some health? You want some life insurance? Want some life insurance? And I'm like, oh, okay. So, and finally, you know, I just got so fed up with it. I was just like, okay, I'll talk to your guy. So the guy gets on the phone. He asks me a few questions, and he gets back on. He says, we can't insure you right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it must be because of my height and my weight, and you know, I'm uninsurable. You know, and my point being is out of that 48 million Americans, how many of them are not insured because insurance companies have turned them down?
Yeah, that's because, a good point.
Because of how much, and then again, how many of them are insured because they just don't want to pay $400 or $500 a month? You know, when I talked to my best friend the other day, he sells health insurance, and he said right now the average is for a single individual $354 a month, and about a little bit under $800 a month for a family.
Mm.
Okay, well, maybe there's some single individuals out there who, you know, they're 30 years old, let's say, and in great health and everything, and they just think, hey, man, well, I don't need to spend $300 a month. I'd spend that on a new TV or something like that, you know. Of that 48 million, I would love to see what the breakdown is as to, you know, how many of that 48 million are not here in the United States legally,
right.
You know. So there's a whole bunch to sit back and say that, okay, these 48 million people, because they're not insured, we've got to change the whole system. Because I'll tell you right now, Kate, I bet you 50% of America is happy with the insurance that they have.
Oh, I agree. I think it's higher even, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, it's you know, and so, you know, when they're going to talk about coming in and changing things, you know, and then, of course, I threw the wild card at you last time about how, you know, I grew up in the military, you know, and, you know, military doctors took care of me my whole childhood, you know, mm-hmm. and I turned out at one point I was a pretty healthy guy running collegiate track, you know. And
right.
So that system works, you know. So I guess my whole point to this is it is a huge, I mean, it is like a problem with 10, it's like a wacko spider with 20 legs, you know.
Absolutely. And, that's the problem.
And you know what, no matter what happens is some of those little stickle, you know, some of those legs, those 20 little spin-off legs of that wacko spider are going to get chopped off, you know. And so no matter how this thing goes down, and I just hope the Congress is, you know, I understand that there's probably, they need to do something. I mean, 17% of our national budget, we're talking about $3 billion a year is going to health care, mm-hmm. you know, of our GDP. They do need to do something, but I hope that somehow, you know, they come together and they can do it in a bilateral way, and they can all just understand, you know, everybody's got to take a hit on this, you know, but we've got to get something done. And, you know, and then we go with it. But like I said, you know, whatever way this is going to come down, it's not like the whole country's just going to be absolutely 100% happy with the way it's done.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you, and that's the big thing here. The big thing is, and thanks, Don, you made some good points. And what Don is saying is what I'm saying. That's the problem with healthcare reform. That's the problem with the whole mandated idea, is because of the reasons he just said. How many people have been denied health care coverage? How many people just simply do not want it? They just do not want to pay the $300, the $800, the whatever. Of course, it's different when you're a single guy and you feel like you're going to live forever and you just don't want to do it and that's your choice. Well, that whole choice is taken out of the equation if we have mandated health coverage. Then you don't have a choice. Then you will pay a penalty. Even if it's $1,900, whatever it is, you're going to have to scrape up basically $2,000 to pay to the government for not wanting to get the health care coverage, because it's not going to be free. That's the thing. If it's not going to be, if it's not free, fabulous health care coverage, which would be an impossibility, then you're paying for it. You want affordable health care, but everybody's saying that. Erase the state lines. Get tort reform. That will work. Hang with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah, don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Kate Hagen with you here on ACN. Promise, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to let you hear the latest from Senator Max Baucus. He is the lead man, the point man, the dude that the president is looking to push through healthcare reform. He is the chairman, of course, of the Senate Finance Committee, and he's not getting a lot of cooperation from the Republicans. So now there have been crazy amounts of amendments that have been introduced. He has also said that they'll reduce that $3,800 penalty to $1,900, but that's coming up in just a few. Let's go to Sam listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, excuse me. What has President Obama been smoking if he thinks that Bibi and those, I'm not going to use certain words, but those people, he thinks they're going to sit down and play nice? He's got another thing coming because he knows that Israel's policy is they don't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, yeah, and Netanyahu is saying, look, the Palestinians have to recognize Israel as the Jewish state.
Right.
And we need security. We want real peace. We don't want peace where you hand over a chunk of land and
right.
It becomes, and this is Netanyahu said it brilliantly, it becomes a base for Iran's proxy so they can fire rockets on us.
You know, and, And, you know, as far as building, I mean, look, Israel's getting bigger. I mean, a lot of immigrants. So, you know, it's like the Palestinians are going to have to figure out, hey, until you make peace and, you know, I think the Philadelphia Flyers have a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup than there ever being peace in the Middle East. I don't think, Israel's going to keep building. I mean, and, you know, I'm all for it. And one question, what was Obama thinking when he was going on all these talk shows Sunday? You know, because I think he milked it a little too much.
Yeah, I think he's milked too much of the television appearances. I've said this analogy before. It used to be a big deal when the president came on the tube. And
right.
Now he's on every time you flip on the tube, and he's saying the same thing over and over again. And, yeah, I didn't think there was anything that was really going to be accomplished
right.
by that.
No, because I spoke to Steve earlier, and I said, what's the Israeli press saying? They're mostly saying, okay, he's not going to negotiate. What's the use of talking to the Palestinians, and why do it in Washington? Why not do it in our neck of the woods? Because at least there, you can talk, and Bibi can, because that's his nickname, Bibi.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk to the Israeli people right then and there, and he doesn't have to worry about talking to, you know, like Sam Donaldson. Is Sam Donaldson still working for ABC as far as you know?
No, he just comes on sometimes those round tables, but you have
yeah.
Charlie Gibson, who hasn't left yet. He's still there. There's a slew of people, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on and talk to those people because, I mean, they're going to ask the questions, and some of them are going to say, that's not the answer we want. Excuse me. I mean, BB's not going to negotiate. That's it. And that's all. If President Obama thinks that, you know, like I said, he thinks there's going to be peace in the Middle East. Like I said, wake up and smell the coffee. It isn't going to happen. No matter if Secretary Clinton comes in or whatever. It's not. I almost sound like a broken record. It isn't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, the Palestinians don't. I don't think the Palestinians want that, and they're controlled by Hamas, not the so-called
right.
president.
Right. And now with Muammar Gaddafi, you know, supposedly coming into, you know, visiting the States.
Mm.
He's not exactly a friend to the United States or Israel either. So, I mean, Ahmadinejad,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess you saw he on the news. You know, it was he was showing off his military might. I mean, can't these countries understand that? Hey, I gotta understand. I mean, in a way, it's like President Obama, wake up and smell the coffee. But on the other hand, it's like Obama's probably telling these countries, you think he can fool around with us? Watch it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
Watch it. Netanyahu,
right.
He was American educated. He's no dummy. He,
right.
he speaks perfect English. He
you
knows
know,
exactly what he's throwing down there.
Right.
And the Palestinians are really the real control power there, like we said, is Hamas. And can you imagine someone blowing up Jerusalem? I mean, just blowing it to bits. Are you kidding me?
It'll never happen because there are too many. Because if you remember the first Gulf War, Saddam Hussein said he'd blow up Tel Aviv, not Jerusalem. Why? I don't know if you've ever been to Israel.
Yep.
Okay, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Smart person. If you know Jerusalem, on the outskirts, there are a lot of Muslim holy sites.
That's right.
So whoever, Ahmadinejad, whomever.
Anyone, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blows up a Muslim holy site, Muslim clerics, they would not be very happy. So that's why I don't think it'll ever happen. Even on the Jewish side, you know, there are Muslim holy sites in certain Jewish neighborhoods too, so.
Yeah, and you'd be destroying that. You'd be destroying thousands
yeah.
of years of history, like you said, on
yeah.
both sides of it. It'd be crazy if that happened.
Right, and of course if that happened, my brother and sister-in-law would tell Steve, get his butt back here.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Sam, take
yeah.
care. Thanks for your point of view.
You bet.
Let's let you hear what Senator Baucus had to say, and then afterwards, and this I caught this on one of the Fox shows, I think. I thought it was great. I thought the comments from Senator Richard Burr, Republican from North Carolina, were right on target. Listen to what he says after what Baucus says about health care.
Despite what some people might say, this is no government takeover. No takeover of health care. We have built our plan on an exchange marketplace that allows choice among private health insurance company products. Each individual will be able to choose their own plan. Our plan does not include a public option. We did not include an employer mandate, and we paid for every cent.
Well, John, specifically, he takes from Medicare almost $500 billion from a health care system that, by the trustees' own accounts, will be insolvent in 2017. He expands the roles of Medicaid, which is the health insurance that low-income Americans receive in their state, that reimburses health care providers at 72 cents of every dollar of cost in the system. All we've done is exacerbate the cost shift from one side of the ledger to the side of the ledger that either is insured or pays out of pocket. But at the end of the day, for anybody insured, for anybody that's covered, they haven't bent the curve, the cost curve on health care one bit. All they've done is shifted the pocket that they pay from it from, and in many cases, that's the pocket of the American people. Well, John, if you put more people in a capacity that they're only going to be reimbursed at 72 cents of every dollar of services provided, you're going to have less doctors that want to see those patients. More importantly, I think that you've got to understand that in our system, the ability to cover the majority of America is absolutely essential. And no plan currently considered or passed in either the House or the Senate accomplishes that. So the cost shift continues, and it means that the cost increases for the American people, for American business, is going to continue to rise.
And he said it right there. It's right. It's going to continue to rise, absolutely. And there are a lot of fights going on the Hill. Some of it over specific things, even just with the Democrats in general, over the Senate Finance Committee's health care legislation, right? I mean, one of the big brawls, and I touched on it a little bit on our last show, what we're starting to see is that the Obama administration cut, of course, a deal, a sweetheart deal with the pharmaceutical industry to get $80 billion in savings on drug costs over a decade, right? Money supposedly that would help pay for this legislation. Now some of the top dogs in the Democrats' house who didn't like the deal from the get-go are upset, and they're divided big time. So the Republicans are on the sidelines just waiting to see what happens with the Democrats over where they're wildly disagree with this whole pharma thing. Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat from Florida, proposed an amendment that would toss out the deal with pharma, which, of course, is a lobbying association for the drug industry, saying that the alternate plan would extract another $86 billion more from the drug industry. And that's what I would have said. You sold us down the river way too cheap. Hey, despite everything that we say on this show, which is great hour, great comments from everyone, we do appreciate it. You can always flip us an email, americatonight.net. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and remember, you can lean over at any time and grab that brass ring.
All right, everybody, lock and load.